You're listening to SBS News.
They say that journalism is history's first draft, but poetry is perhaps its more considered sibling.
Revolution will be in bloom. Only one, air, water and earth, all the nutrients are in agreement.
The words of the Burmese poet Kesa Win, written not even a year ago, and just days before the 39-year-old was killed. He was protesting against the military coup in Myanmar last year. His words, like a sucker punch to the stomach, are perhaps a modern incarnation of the great Russian poet Anna Akhmatova's protest against oppressive government. You will hear thunder and remember me.
Before the revolution opened out, a bullet blew someone's brains out on the street. Did the skull have a message for you?
The words of the poet, Kesa Win, were translated by his friend, the author Coco Tet. This and other poems have recently been published in a collection entitled Picking Off New Shoots Will Not Stop the Spring. Witness poems and essays from Burma, Myanmar, 1988 to 2021. Not only does the collection gather material going back to the time of the pro-democracy demonstrations of the late 1980s, but the anthology gives expression to the Rohingya and Karen minorities too.
The conflict in Myanmar is turning into a battle for control of individual neighbourhoods.
Residents and protesters. This defiance in the face of brutality is apparent throughout many of the more than 250 pages of poetry and essays. And the challenge of translating this, both emotional and technical, is something Coco Tet is very familiar with.
I call it translating trauma. Pi yin jua me, ti yin cha me. Repress us, we will rise again. Touch us, we will strike back.
It might seem that this collection of poems and essays is unremittingly grim, and indeed the situation they faced was. But it comes with a great sense of purpose and urgency. To quote Russian poet Anna Akhmatova again, that you will hear thunder and remember me. Coco Tet, the poet and translator behind this collection, believes in this passionately.
The principal goal will be that if you want to read what people were thinking, you have to read poetry. First of all, to show what the Burmese people in general are thinking, especially in the context of the coup and the struggle and so on. And second, we would like to also show that these protest writings, witness writings, are part of the global resistance art movement. We are not alone.